This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Are you warmer than we are?
What nationality is your character as Monroe?
Nationality, we haven't really just established that, but I'm thinking he was raised in a Francophone country, perhaps. He's traveled a lot, so I'm sort of placing his accent based on a French thing, and he's a traveler. Been around the world.
We saw the bike earlier. Very cool bike.
Thanks.
Was the bike a more of a reason to do the film or a reason to not do the film?
The bike was a reason, one of the reasons. I love bikes. I used to own one, but I fell off it when I was younger, and that was the end of my bike riding days until now. So it's good to get back on a bike. And there's lots of sequences with the bike, so it's pretty cool.
We were just hearing about your performance and how it's more comic than some of the things you've done. So talk a little bit about the character and how.
Yeah, Moreau is he's supposed to be a very religious man, a monk, in fact. He's got his vices. He's traveled the world. I'm not sure if his faith is as strong as it should be, but in any case, he's a righteous man. And his journey in this film is to, you know, seek out Danny and protect Danny for the Day of Prophecy. And basically, you know, he goes about that by any means necessary. And he meets up with Johnny Blaze, and that's a bit of a... Johnny Blaze thinks, who is this guy? This crazy guy, because, I like a drink, I'm on the bikes, and I'm prepared to go for it. It's actually one of my favorite characters to play. You know, I get to be a little more comical than usual. And that's fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Given your role in Thor, was there any concern taking this part, having two big roles in two different Marvel movies, or was that...
No, not at all, really. You know, both characters are sort of incidental from the main character, so, I mean, you know, sidelined, so you wouldn't really... You know, this is a big part, but it's not the central character, so it's easily, you know, not easily forgotten, but you know what I mean.
Could you talk a little bit about working with Neville Dean Taylor? They're very unique filmmakers in the way they shoot everything. Could you sort of talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, this is actually my first experience working with two directors, you know, a duo team, and it's quite an interesting one. You know, what one director focuses on, the other one, you know, sort of steps back a little bit, and vice versa. They're great guys, very courageous. First thing I noticed is that they operate the camera themselves. So that's quite, you know, interesting. And then, you know, one of the first sequences I had to do was I had to get on this bike, and I'm nervous on this bike, but then, you know, Mark gets on the bike, gets behind me on rollerblades and is holding on with a camera. And I'm nervous driving this thing on my own, but here's this guy, this director, and we're doing like 30 miles an hour down, you know, some Romanian strip, and he's just filming me the whole time, which is pretty amazing. But they're really good guys, good directors, fun to work with.
Nick mentions that he likes to have humor in everything he does. And I heard you guys were kind of ad-libbing a little bit. You were able to go off the script a little bit at the beginning. Can you talk about that? Like, are you able to add a little more of your own humor and things like that in there?
Actually, no. Not much ad-libbing. Nick does a little bit, but his character's at liberty to do that. My character has a lot of stuff to say, stuff that's pertinent to the storyline, so I'm not ad-libbing that much. But what's comical about my character, he doesn't care about much. He's just, you know, a little bit brash.
Did you, obviously, Ghost Rider based on a comic, you, as you said earlier, Thor, how much research do you do by reading the comics, or do you sort of push that away and say we're making a movie?
I push that away. I was into Spider-Man when I was a kid, and that was it. That's the only comic I've ever read. So when I did this, you know, this character isn't actually in the comic book. So I just, hey, let's just create him. I tend to stay away from the comics.
So this Moreau is completely original.
Yeah.
Because there are some Moreau characters in the Marvel Universe, and Ari sort of alluded that there might be some connections, but you're saying there's no connections.
I think the name was inspirational more than
the name was inspirational.
Right, okay. That's right, yeah.
So what did you use for inspiration? That's
a good question. This traveling, you know, the meeting that Brian and Mark and I had, you know, they wanted a man... that had a lot of experience. You ever seen those commercials, those beer commercials, and it's the most experienced man in the world? And he's and we sat, we laughed about that. It's like, yeah, that's him. Yeah, let's do him. And, you know, that's sort of the, some of the...
drinking with the girls around there, and wrestling a bear and all that.
Except for I'm a religious man, you see, so...
The drinking is okay.
Except for a monk, yeah. The drinking is okay, yeah. So, but I really, you know, couldn't draw too much. The script had a, you know, Moreau's pretty well developed on paper. So, you know, I sort of, you know, dug into that. And, you know, the directors have, we're always finding stuff with Moreau. And we even started to coin the phrase, let's do a Moreau moment here, which means, fuck yeah, let's throw it away a little bit more. Which, you know, that was, you know, where it came. So,
as well as a comedy, do you get to some action to put your
teeth in? Yeah, some brilliant.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Brilliant action sequences, of course, with the bike. My opening sequence in this film is pretty badass, you know what I mean? And, you know, I got to do some of the stunts myself. One of the big stunts was jumping over some steps. And I, you know, I wore the harness and did the whole thing myself. And then I won't tell you too much, but the sequence that ends that whole chase thing, it's pretty freaking bad. We're gonna do that tomorrow.
You get to play with some of those guns as well.
Yeah, I get the Uzi.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah, baby, my Uzi weighs a ton.
Our Moreau.
The office.
Are Moreau and Johnny kind of like a team in this? I mean, they're sort of like lead the weapon. Are they kind of, you know?
At one point, at some stage, yeah, they start to, you know, sort of a meeting of the minds. They, you know, their common goal. At first, Johnny's not too into Moreau, but, you know, eventually they pull it together. And you know, between Moreau and Nadia and my character, we have this sort of trio.
Is there some good banter between you and Nick? Some good, absolutely.
Yeah, there is. Sorry, man, we've been working for like 4 or 5 months. I can't remember the script.
I don't know.
Is it liberating to be in a movie like this and you're an original character, so you don't have to worry about people's expectations about, you know, every people expect Superman to be one way or Spider-Man
right.
to be a certain way. You have a clean slate.
Yeah, free agent character, and we're allowed to sort of carve those characters. The actors that play those characters are sort of allowed to carve something quite unique if they want to. So for me, yeah, it's great. You know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, if I was to play a character that everyone knows, you know, the detail, the attention to what the comic readers want would be on the forefront of my mind. But here, the forefront of my mind is just creating a dynamic character and having a little fun with it. And, you know, I like to make them realistic, you know, because obviously with the dialogue and the plots, you know, it's like, so I try and steep my character in even some sort of realism, even though it's over the top, but I like to keep them grounded and real. So you believe every moment, you know, you believe it.
So this being your third comic movie, you obviously got to have a lot of comic fans who are into your work, especially from Losers and from this, I'm sure. Have you ever had any thoughts about going to Comic-Con or trying to interact more with those fans at all? Or is that something which is just like you'd want to...
I've done Comic-Con. I did Comic-Con for Thor, I think.
Was it for the Losers?
The Losers?
I don't think so.
I tell a lie. Rock and Roller. I went to Comic-Con with Rock and Roller.
That's right. Years ago. That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Okay.
I met you there, didn't I?
You might have.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Time for one more question.
Okay. I'm curious. I'm a really big fan of your work, actually.
Thanks.
I wanted to know if you could talk a little bit about how you prepare for all your roles, and, like, you know, maybe you do things differently for certain roles or more time for others, if you could sort of talk about your process.
It really depends on the role, obviously, and some roles demand that I do the work, but to be honest, my whole style is never to do too much work, because the truth of the matter, if the script is good enough and the plot's good enough and it's airtight, it allows the actor to actually live that moment right there off the page. So the preparation takes away. Now, there are certain things that you have to prepare with, like dialogue and, I mean, not dialogue, dialect and, you know, special skills. But, you know, in the moment, interaction between two characters on the page doesn't need, for me, I don't need to prepare that. So, for example, in Luther, my BBC thing, you know, there isn't that much preparation for it. It's all on the page. I know my character. It's written on the page. And then basically I show up on the day and the actors and I get on with it. But then in something like Sometimes in April, where I played a Rwandan soldier, I went to Rwanda for a month before that to soak in what that feels like. And you know, that was my preparation process was a matter of just understanding the environment that my character lived in. It was a period piece, so it was 10 years prior, so I needed to understand the time period and what was going on there. So that's sort of my process, you know. It's more cerebral than anything. I try not to sort of overdo it with the method stuff. I sort of just, you know, if it's on the page, then I'll live it, you know. Yeah. Cool. It's a real pleasure meeting you all. Thank you very much.
Are you going to say nice things about this interview on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. I've got it right here, baby. I'm good. Thank you, guys. See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.